Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. This episode is brought to you by CanvasPeople.com. Of course, you've heard me talk about them before, but with all the fabulous holidays this summer going on, the pictures that you're taking of friends and family, what a great time to check out our friends at CanvasPeople.com. CanvasPeople.com has a very easy-to-use photo-to-canvas service that takes your favorite pictures and turns them into beautiful artwork for you to enjoy every day or to give away to family and friends. And just for listeners of the Meditation Minis podcast, we have a special offer. Normally, an 11 by 14 photo canvas is $69.99 plus shipping. But today, for listeners of the show, they are going to reduce that price down to $0. That's right, you just pay shipping. Here's the thing though, this offer expires this week, so be sure to run over to canvaspeople.com. They're so sure that you'll love their gorgeous canvases, they're willing to give you the first one for free. This may sound too good to be true, but you can buy with confidence as they have over a million satisfied customers. To get this special offer, just go to canvaspeople.com, upload your photo, select the 11 by 14 size and enter promo code MINIS, that's M-I-N-I-S, in the promo code box in the cart to get that special zero price. That's canvaspeople.com, promo code MINIS. In the episode today, we are going to do a meditation practice, a guided imagery to help you get more comfortable forgiving yourself, loving yourself, and letting go of the voices and the feelings that we tend to use to beat ourselves up with. Beating ourselves up doesn't ever really move us forward. In fact, it's way more likely to keep us stuck in cycles of negativity and feeling like we're not big enough, strong enough to handle a situation. And when I say big enough or strong enough, I don't mean in a falsely inauthentic way where we're just barreling through, but in a way that allows us to be open to our vulnerabilities, as well as being strong enough to know that no matter what comes our way, we are better able to handle it. But for that to happen, for us to be stronger in our willingness to be vulnerable, we actually have to have a practice of loving kindness towards ourselves. And don't worry if you feel like you really don't love yourself. This practice will help you with that. And it's helpful sometimes to think of, you know, liking ourselves a little more every day instead of saying, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. I have been in places in my life in the past where even liking myself at the time was a stretch. And if you are in one of those places right now, don't worry. I totally understand. I think pretty much everybody on the planet has been in that place before. And this practice will help you begin to forgive yourself for the things that you don't like so that you can move into loving yourself more with all of your imperfections and all those glorious things, those inner challenges that make you, you, unique in all of the universe. Go ahead now and close your eyes and begin your process as usual by taking those first three deep breaths. And you can either sigh on the exhales or roll your shoulders or wiggle your hips, whatever feels the best for you today. And just trusting it and going with it, because there is no right or wrong way. And you may even be the kind of person that has difficulty picturing things in your mind, and that's okay. You can get a sense of what it would feel like if the situations were true. And just go with that as you take a deep breath and relax a little bit more. And as you do, continuing to allow that relaxation to flow and move through you without you having to worry about it at all, just returning your attention to the sound of my voice and the music as you breathe in and exhale again. It may even be helpful to imagine the stress, cares, and worries of your week or your day, exhaling out of your body, draining away with every gentle breath you exhale, and then breathing in a sense of peace and calm and ease. Or just pick one of those words or something else that feels good and relaxing and positive, and imagine yourself breathing that feeling in, and on the exhales, breathing out stress, cares, self-doubts, tension, and worries. Imagine finding yourself in a beautiful little garden. You're sitting on a bench, and as you're sitting there, you see a young child playing in the garden, running from flower to flower, looking in the grass at different bugs, and just finding everything so joyfully interesting. And as you watch that child play, there may be a passing thought that you wonder where their parent is, but then you realize that everything's okay. You can keep an eye on this child. As you breathe in calm and exhale self-doubt, and I'd like you to think of something that upsets you about yourself. Something you've said or done or didn't say or didn't do. And now imagine that little child there in front of you is acting out that scene, being that you in that situation. And as you see them play pretend, acting like you in that situation, getting a sense of that, ask yourself, would I berate this child? Would I hate this child? Would I be angry at this child? Would I tell them how horrible they are? No, of course not. They're just a little kid doing the best that they can. And feeling what it would feel like now to say that to you, about that situation in you too. What if I'm just a little kid doing the best that I can? And that's not to say that we can't get better and better as we learn and we stretch and we grow and find out that mistakes are merely opportunities to do things better the next time. Now imagine another situation, maybe something harder, deeper, that's been difficult for you to forgive yourself for. And once again, see that little kid there in the garden acting out that scenario before your very eyes. They're just a little kid. And so why would you say to yourself things that you wouldn't say to that child? Take a deep breath, relax. Maybe even put your hands on your heart as you take another deep breath and imagine yourself speaking to that child with encouragement instead. Knowing that they can do better, they can be better, but that mistakes are learning opportunities to move forward. They are a beautiful child of light. And feeling those words inside you too as you speak to that you inside of you, like you would speak to someone you love, like you would speak to a little kid, reminding yourself that you make mistakes, you move forward, you learn from them, and you're just doing the best that you can, and getting better and better all of the time for having noticed this, taken ownership of it, making the change to rearrange and know that you are getting better and better each and every day in so many ways. Now imagine yourself standing in front of your mirror and saying to yourself, each and every day, I'm getting better and better in so many ways. And I like myself more and more each and every day. In fact, I may even love myself. I am an awesome little kid doing the best that I can in the world. Because the truth is, we're really all just making it up as we go along. So take a deep breath. And maybe even imagine yourself spinning in that mirror, dancing, playing, joining that child there in the garden to dance in the flowers, to look at the ants, to look up at the sky, feeling the joyful curiosity of being alive as you breathe in and exhale again. Each and every day, speaking to yourself more and more like you would speak to someone you love. And that brings that kindness inside into body and mind that sets you free to be an even better you. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton, and you are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. If you have been struggling with some issues that you might want a little more one-on-one help with, I do have session availability this summer. Go ahead and just run on over to shelhamilton.com, click on the sessions tab, and you can schedule from there either a one-time one-on-one session with me, or a 3-pack or a 5-pack. We will get on the phone or the Skype and we will chit-chat about where you are, what's happening in your world, where you want to be, and I will give you a combination of some cognitive strategies as well as leading you in your own guided meditation, and you will have your own personalized meditation mini. If that sounds like something you would like to explore further, find out more information, head on over to shelhamilton.com and click on the sessions tab. Thank you so much for being a Meditation Minis podcast listener, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. Executive producer Shel Hamilton. To discover more meditation, visualization, and affirmation podcasts like this one, visit calmclearnow.com.